Now he says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And they're still working on that. What is man? Man is a very complicated creature. He's a human being. We belong to a race here, and they try to figure out how we got here. The Bible says God created us and put us here. And then man went afoul. He turned aside. He disbelieved God, then disobeyed God. And why would God be mindful of man? Why not just wipe him out? Get rid of him? Man today is made a failure on this earth. Man's a great failure. You know, we don't like that at all. We want to hear a success story. I think sometimes the most difficult job in the world is to be a cancer specialist. Since I have it, I've gotten in pretty close to that group. They're all pessimists, as I see it, because they don't have many success stories, and very few. But mankind is not what you call a success on this earth. He's really a miserable failure. He's got this universe in a mess. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Well, I'll tell you why man's important, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him. 1900 years ago, he made a trip down here and died on a cross to let us know he loved us. Didn't save us by love, he saved us by grace, because we didn't have anything to offer. We weren't worth saving at all. God's made a trip down to this earth. I don't know about these other planets. They say now that Mars may be inhabited. Maybe it is, but that's all right with me. But I know one thing. He hadn't been there to die on a cross. He came here for that purpose. And then he says, thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. That's where we are. And hast crowned him with glory and honor. You see, the Lord Jesus, when he made appearances in the Old Testament, he was the angel of the Lord. But when he came to Bethlehem, he came much lower than that. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. But man lost that. And man doesn't really control this universe today. Science thought they had it under control. Now we found out science polluted the thing. And it looks like that this earth is going to become a great big garbage can today. And science made it that way. You've been worshiping science. You've got to get out of the garbage can in a hurry and get you another god. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. But they haven't been put that way yet. Wait till Jesus comes. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowls of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. God made it all. He's the creator. And this universe tells that the invisible things of him are clearly seen by the things that are made. Why, God made the fish. He made the stars. He made you and he made me. He's the creator. But someday, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. But today we don't see that. And you and I are living in a universe that's groaning and travailing in pain, waiting for that redemption. But God is above all of creation. He set his glory above the heavens. And up yonder today is that man who came down here, born in Bethlehem. And there is a glory, and we behold the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think only by faith you're going to be able to see him, friends, as he's up yonder at God's right hand. And we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. What a prospect. Oh, what a glorious prospect there is for the child of God today. This is a wonderful psalm. If I could sing, I'd sing it to you. But I did the best I could. Oh, we've just stood on the fringe here, friends, of this glorious psalm that sings praises to my Savior.